Don't be too excited, okay?
And we're live.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another podcast episode of Masters of the Galaxy. And I am Brian Ozo, along with my buddies, Josh Mead. And again, we are here with Andrew K. What's up, guys?
Man. I like to call it Snake Mountain After Dark.
Snake Mountain After Dark.
Yeah.
Where all the darkness starts?
Yeah, we're like, okay, you know how like the other podcast is like all sweet and candy and like, hey, let's all be nice. We're like the opposite. We're like the faker version.
Anyway, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know, not fake. Oh, forget it. I have actually been considering getting into modeling figures. I've been considering it. I don't know how to get into it.
You got to elaborate. What do you mean?
Oh, you know, like other people do where they like they make figures and stuff, you know? I'm doing that because I do about that as a hobby anyway. Huh?
Are you talking about like building dioramas and taking pictures?
About like making custom pictures, stuff and selling them. That kind of thing. I don't know anything about it. I've been watching other people talk about it, and well, I've become interested in it. You know?
Okay.
I mean, it might be something you can make money with action figure photography. There are people like companies like Mattel, like Super 7, they have to have a way to, you know, professional photos to sell their products. So I'm sure they have to have someone who's good at photography with toys.
Yeah, correct.
I actually know guys.
You're the judge
who
stands
for
toys.
Tried to sell me pictures of his He-Man figures. And am I coming through?
Yeah, you got you.
Okay. What he would do is he'd go, hey, I have Buzz Off for sale. And I'm like, cool, let me see. He shows me a picture of him like standing in the snow next to a tree. I'm like, okay, is its legs loose? Tell me what's going on with the figure. And he says, oh no, the picture I'm selling to you, $50. And I'm like, no.
It's a lot of money.
Not just no. Expletive no.
Yeah,
I love you, man. You're cool. I don't hate you personally, but this is making me hate you personally.
Yeah, that's quite a lot of money for a picture.
Yeah, and I was like, are you kidding me?
Hey, Josh, don't worry. I'll sell you a picture of my Buzz Off for like $30.
I'll sell
well, now we're talking.
I'll sell you mine for $15.99. I'll give you my Buzz Off for $15.99.
Exactly. I have 5 Buzz Offs.
There you go.
Speaking of which, I made a big haul this weekend at the DFW.
W.
Yes, DFW.
Really?
Toy store.
Yeah. I told them where to stop in Dallas. It's great.
Yeah, it's a really great place, you know. I walk in. The first thing I notice is that they have He-Man toys on the wall on a plaque.
Wow.
And I'm like, this is my kind of place, right? And I said, hey, how y'all guys doing? My name's Joshua Mead. I'm a friend of Andrew K. Then his phone goes off.
Did you throw out your podcast cred? Were you like, yo, I'm Josh Mead from, you know, the podcast?
I think he did.
I'm pretty sure.
I heard about it.
I'm pretty sure he did.
That store, they actually have He-Man, you know, they have classics on the wall and stuff like that, I think he was about to say. But yeah, they have a lot of crazy stuff. I told him where to go since I was busy. He was so close to me, and I was so busy with the convention that I didn't get to see him when he was there. But yeah, apparently he got some cool toys there.
Hey, quick question. Andrew, did you go to the MondoCon yet?
MondoCon was a couple months ago, and I did not go. I didn't make plans this year, last year, the year before I went.
Yeah, I know
my girlfriend was key.
Yeah, I know you went a few years ago, but I was just wondering if there was any new information about the friggin' He-Man toys, you know, He-Man, Skeletor, and Faker. I mean, we keep seeing these pictures, but we're not getting any details about when they're coming out. It's just TBA, you know, and it's just, like, annoying because it's like we want these things already.
Correct. Oh, you know, I'm definitely on board with you. You know, the reason we haven't heard anything about them is because they originally had it where you'd pre-order it, and about a year later, you get the toy.
Oh, really?
Well, they were shooting themselves in the foot because they were originally planning on this, you know, turnaround not being a year.
Right.
But I pre-ordered last year, and I'm
I am so sorry about that.
It's totally good.
It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah, their turtles took a whole year to get. I've only got one turtle, and a full year ago, I pre-ordered four of these suckers. So
let me ask you a question. How kick-ass is the figure, though?
Oh, the figure is great. I'm not complaining about it. I'm saying, though, they have an issue with it because a lot of people were unhappy that they waited a year for this project.
Yeah, oh, yeah, well...
I'm cool. You know, if we're talking about putting the pre-sales up for the Masters figures in September.
Right.
In September, October, and November, and December rolled around without them doing that. But they came out in November and said, that from now on, we're going to do our pre-sales closer to release day so we know we have the product at hand. Instead of doing pre-sales for numbers and figures that we don't know how long it's going to take.
See, so that's part of my problem with this whole thing with the pre-order stuff is that if you don't have a subscription and if you don't go online and buy stuff with a credit card, you don't have access to these things because they don't release them properly to stores.
Well, this is not Super 7 we're talking about. We're talking about Mondo.
Yeah, it's a different entity altogether, Josh.
Okay, my bad. I came in and I thought I understood what's going on.
It still applies. They're doing a pre-sale a year ahead of time for the Ninja Turtles, and you have to have a credit card, and they sold out. Well, you're talking about pre-orders. Mondo's pre-orders sold out.
I'm talking about in general.
Oh, yeah, they sell out right away. Even the posters and everything, they're amazing. I remember waiting online with you, Andrew, at San Diego for the posters.
I'm bad at that. I like at the Comic Con, like they've got so many cool things that they put out, but the line is so long. You look at it, and you're like, God, I don't want it that badly.
I know. It sucks. But I want the He-Man, Skeletor, and Faker figures. I mean. And if the price is right, I'm buying two of each so I can play with them.
You know what? Don't even bother. I bought two I ordered two of one of the Ninja Turtles because I thought about opening Donatello.
Right.
I got the Ninja Turtle. When you open the box, there's no sticker that shows that you've opened the box or not.
Oh, really?
The twist tie, it's much like a hot toy. Very easy to open, to display, and then put back in the packaging. The packaging is not damaged by taking it out of the box.
Oh, that's even better then.
For the He-Man, I'd love to order extras, but I think my pocketbook and my girlfriend will not kill me as long as I just buy one. I'll be happy. I mean,
I
bought the Mad Balls. I ordered the Mad Balls months ago, and I finally got them in the mail like 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. And their Mad Balls are great, but I ordered two sets of them, and I'm like, "What the hell do I need a Mad Balls for?"
Wow!
So, I'm taking.
Yeah, I remember saying something that they were bringing them back. What they do? They just brought back the original the original line, or they included new ones.
Well, that's an interesting concept because there's actually like four companies that have Mad Balls out right now. Mondo released Mad Ball ornaments, and they released large vinyl Mad Balls, which are cool looking based on the originals. They also said they're going to use some of their licenses. Other Mondo Balls, they call them. Mondo Balls are going to be like a Mad Ball version of Venom or Carnage, or a Mad Ball version of Spider-Man. Who knows, maybe a Mad Ball version of He-Man. Or Ninja Turtle, but they were talking about doing larger Mad Ball style. Robot also has the Madballs license, as does two other companies. You can actually find Madballs in Target right now if you're lucky. I had some friends that went digging for them, and as much as I love Madballs, my girlfriend put an easy kibosh on that.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's cool. All right.
Right now.
All right, I just want to I just saw this actually about 20 minutes before the show, and it kind of boggled the hell out of my mind. And I had no idea this was even in existence. It seems that Walmart has their own exclusive loyal subject figures. Like, they have...
You talk about this?
What?
You didn't know about this?
No.
Should we talk about this?
Yes.
This is good.
No, we should. We definitely need to talk about this. It's, well, first of all, it's the full red. It's the full red Beast Man. Second of all, it's the, I forgot what color He-Man.
Okay, so it's the mini comics, the original mini comics He-Man.
Right.
Like, it's old school.
Right.
And then it's got the toy variant of Skeletor. The Skeletor has the green and white, green and red on his face, so it looks like the original toy.
Right.
Beast is the red one, and then they have a flocked variant that's very hard to find. I don't even have one yet.
Wow.
They released as pink. They released Evil-Lyn like the toy, and she is gorgeous.
Yes, and they also released Triclops as the 2000X2, I believe, right? The colors?
Yeah, they released Triclops. Triclops had the least new paint apps.
Right, right.
Like, literally, if you you can hardly tell the difference. You have to look really close. I thought that was the biggest waste of plastic, honestly.
Right.
And then they released Filmation Trapjaw.
Yes, yes. Yeah, yes.
Filmation Trapjaw.
They were they're on sale right now, all of them, for like $80 on eBay.
Well, do you want to hear my story of what happened?
What? Talk, please.
Sure. This is great. They made the announcement at like 8 or 9 o'clock on a Thursday night.
Okay.
And I was hanging out with the girlfriend, so I couldn't do anything. And then 2 a.m. and it's time for me to go home. And I'm like, just F this. I'm going to go searching. So I hit up like... Oh, I think I hit up like almost 10 Walmarts on the way to my house. Like, from my girlfriend's house to my house, I left at 2 a.m. and I arrived around 5 a.m.
Oh, wow. Holy cow.
And I had two cases with me to open. No, did I have two cases? I had two cases to open. I opened them.
Uh-huh.
It was magnificent. They're pretty sweet. Not every Walmart's going to get one, and I don't think they're going to get restocked. So these are limited.
Right.
But there was a box that I almost bought before I left for Atlanta last week that's near my house at another Walmart. I don't know if they still have it, but they're pretty hard to find. They're not easy, but there are people out there that are like hitting up every single Walmart. So go figure.
Do you have any dominoes by chance?
Besides, I have a few left, actually. Yeah, I do have a few left because I bought two cases of them.
Can you sell them to me?
Yeah, I got a He-Man. I got probably Beast-Man. I got Trapjaw. I have an Evil-Lyn as well. I've got Evil-Lyn, Trapjaw, Beast-Man, and he probably want that I'd have an extra of his Skeletor.
So you got four of them.
What was that?
Yeah, I'll definitely buy them off you. Bill, PM me after PM after the show and give me a price and I'll PayPal you.
No problem. Yeah, they're pretty sweet. I like them. I think Wave 2, this is considered like Wave 1.5.
Yes.
But Wave 1.5 was a huge improvement. Q quality control was fixed. The figures are awesome. They're better than Volume 1. A lot of figures, the first release, they had problems. I'm not going to lie. It was kind of annoying. This new Wave.
You know what I did? Let me just tell you what I didn't like about it is that the Power Rangers and the G.I. Joe figures that the Loyal Subjects made, their knees bent.
Yes.
The Masters of the Universe knees didn't bend, and that kind of bugged me. I thought that would have been all right if they did that.
The reason why they made those bend, though, is because they made vehicles for G.I. Joe, and they also made Zords for Power Rangers.
Oh, they did.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, that clarifies it for me.
I actually did an event for the Loyal.
What?
Did you guys know that I did an event last year in Dallas for the Loyal Subjects? They came to town to sell their wares, and I helped them set up their booth. I even got to pose all the Master of the Universe figures for their pictures.
Oh, you're one swell guy. Let me tell you something, Andrew. Dude, I am so happy you're on the show. You have no idea.
I got the pictures off the show. I'll send them to y'all sometime. But I got to pose them.
Put them up on Masters of the Galaxy podcast Facebook page. Put them up there. Let everybody see them.
They had some pretty cool prototypes there. But I got a prototype Tila out of it. They gave me a Tila for helping out at their booth.
What, a prototype?
Well, it's like a test cast, like a test. A test. So it's Tila, and she has her snake staff.
Oh my God! You lucky little dog, you.
Yeah. So
you know how bad I want that stupid thing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know,
I heard you were winning knives at one time to someone to get them, right?
You know, like when they showed them originally with it, I was so amped. And then when I finally got it, I got the sword and the shield, and I wrote to them. I wrote to the Loyal Subjects. I said, I'm missing the snake staff. Where is the Cobra staff? And they said, sorry, we didn't produce it. It didn't come with the figure. I'm like, then what the hell? Why would you show it for? And they said it was only for the prototype.
It was something they made that they didn't know they were going to be able to do or not. They had some issues, actually. They had some real issues. That company's got – it's got some growing pains, but I think they're coming out of it this year.
No, they definitely are. Thundercats are on the way as well. So that's going to be awesome.
Oh, yes. I'm going to buy that wave, too. I bought some of the Dragon Ball Z figures. Just because, and they're pretty fun. I mean, I have the complete Dragon Shenron now. They have they came with Kinect pieces for building Kinect Shenron. Certain figures did, so I got them, and it's great. It's great.
What, the Loyal Subjects made them?
Yeah, the Loyal Subjects, at the same time they released Masters, they released three waves at Walmart, all exclusive, all at the same time.
They're not on the website, though.
Walmart only got enough for one per store for most of their stores. Not even every store got them. They made a list on loyalsubjects.com that you can look at to see if your store near you is receiving a case or not. They did the same thing for Power Rangers at Target last year, and people were hunting down every Walmart that was on a list near them. I went to, like I said, 10 Walmarts before I found two that had them, and I didn't know about the list until afterwards.
Really?
Why is it on the list? Because I went to a bunch of Walmarts in my area that aren't going to get them. Like, in my area, there's a total of four Walmarts are going to get them. And I hit two of those during the 10 I went to.
Wow, you got lucky, sort of.
Yeah, well, and I hit it the first night. I one of the cases I found was getting complete. Someone already bought two of them out of the box.
Wow.
I just took the box. I was like, mess with that. I'm not playing, guys.
Yeah, I don't blame you, right?
Yeah, they're fun. But, I mean, it's just a minifigure line. They're really fun to collect and play with, but, I mean, to a point, they're not nearly as articulated as the classics, and they're not nearly as small as the minis, so, or the muscles, so go figure.
No, I think they're perfect. I love them. I think they're perfect in size. They're just really fun to play with, pose. I like him a lot.
I do too. There was talk that Wave 2 might show his Battle Cat.
That what? Wave 2 what?
Wave 2 might have Battle Cat.
Really?
Yes.
That would be fun.
Well, this wave was only made using the pre-existing molds, after all, right? So they said Wave 2 was going to be new molds, so they're just trying to figure out what figures people want, and everyone was talking about Battle Cat. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure that they're considering releasing Battle Cat.
Yeah, it'll probably just Spike Ore or things of that nature, out of the whack, different molds. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. I can't wait.
I agree.
Just
maybe we'll finally get Boss Man, too.
Yeah. Yeah, who knows? That'd be great. I'm also hoping that we get those Thundercats, man. I'm really hoping so. We could have that crossover.
Makes sense. Well, I just read about 4 hours ago that Hot Topic will be getting some anti Eternian He-Man exclusives from their cases as well.
Seriously?
Yeah, I just read that. I'm reading it right now. I'm reading that Walmart didn't get the only anti-He-Man. There's also going to be anti-Eternian He-Man with the Hot Topic cases as well, apparently.
Wow.
Some new, more color schemed figures that we're going to see in the next couple weeks. Because the owner of the company, Jonathan Cathy, is posting this right now. I'm literally reading it.
So, there's new figures coming out or no?
Maybe even more, like really soon, apparently. Hot Topic was supposed to get their new Dragon Ball Z later this month. So, maybe Hot Topic will be getting new Masters as well.
Well, if you hear anything about new Masters, please tell me, and I'll put it up on the Masters of the Galaxy Facebook page just to let everybody know. Please.
I will. I'll try.
I don't step foot in Hot Topic. It's like stepping into hell. I burn, but I'll go in there for He-Man.
I can agree with that.
It's like vampires. I'm like, no, you know?
Is Josh still here? Does he? I don't think he's here anymore. I was gonna say if Hot Topic is his jam or not.
his signal dropped out a few minutes back. He's on the highway right now, and apparently he's in low cell phone coverage.
Oh, he's driving. All right, I got you.
Hot Topic your jam?
I've only stepped foot in Hot Topic once in the last probably 3 years, and that's because my daughter went Five Nights at Freddy's stuff.
And he bought his whole entire Dirt bought his entire life savings worth of clothes then.
Well, you know, I actually wanted to get 6 chains on my wallet just to make sure that it wouldn't fall out while I'm riding on the bus, but honestly, there's almost nothing in there. I mean, there's sometimes I see like, oh, a wallet or a hat might be nice, but it's not worth going in and messing with the place to get them. And 99% of the stuff I see in there, it's like I can order something online anyway that's just as fine. So I'm not that worried about it.
All the Fallout Boys and Breaking Benjamin t-shirts were bought out by Dart.
No, I was actually looking at the My Chemical Romance bandana.
Oh, okay.
I was wearing the head wraps, you know.
Gotcha, yeah.
Tattoos.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah, tattoo sleeves. I was trying to get the tattoo sleeves that have Jared Leto's face all over them.
Very much. That was the Joker. Oh, well. Besides the little subjects, and I don't think you have any of them yet, right, Brian? You've got none of them yet?
I have the whole collection.
Of the first wave, right?
The first wave. I have the whole set.
Did you buy any of the club exclusives, like the Crystal Clear or Transparent Skeletors?
I have actually. I bought like an asshole 3 Transparent Skeletors.
Or of each color. One of each color.
One. They're all blue. And okay. I bought both 2-packs. The Merman 2-pack, the Man at Arms 2-pack, and I bought all the glow in the darks. I bought the Skeletor and He-Man variant colors. I have a lot of doubles, a tremendous amount of doubles. So you and I can make some trades if you want.
I actually think I have most of those. The only ones I'm missing is actually one of those blue Skeletors.
Blue
and purple.
Oh. Yeah, he's very expensive, so we can make a deal.
No worries. Okay, so what else is there to talk about? Were we going to talk about the Super 7 post that we're going to hear the announcement in just, a couple days, I guess?
Hopefully, I swear to my God above, if there is one.
Yeah.
I need information. I'm sick and tired of waiting and hanging on It's in the middle of January already. We were supposed to
They said they're waiting for the samples from Brian from coming from China.
They have the samples. They're with the Four Horsemen. They have everything they need. They're just waiting for the get-go from Mattel to say, okay, we're done. Go ahead, move forward. Or whatever the case may be. But
I think they're targeting for the end of January. I guess this was on HeMan.org that they were targeting for like the last week in January. Then they sent an email, I believe. And the last week of January is where they're going to release the information for the Collectors Club. And then PowerCon might be announced at Toy Fair. And then, you know, the Club Grayskull is going to be announced at Toy Fair, I guess. So we're going to hear some news then.
Are you going to PowerCon?
I'm still unsure. I still have to wait for quests.
All right, I got a room.
I'm hoping you're going, right?
I got a room, yeah. So let me know before I rent it out, you know?
Well, just in case you have any listeners here, then maybe they'd want to share.
Yeah.
You could auction it off.
Yeah, but
Brian Ozone.
But I don't know him. I know you.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean?
But yeah, I want to go to a convention that's just about He-Man.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's the dream.
I've been speaking to Val a lot lately, and I believe this is going to be a great, great PowerCon. I think this is going to be one of the better ones for some reason. I just have that feeling.
Yeah, I don't want to miss it, so I just got to talk to my bosses. Being a teacher, it's hard. especially
see,
it's a
yeah, for the year. Well, what I do is I take the red eye Saturday morning. As soon as I get there, I shoot straight to the convention. I pack my bags. Go right into the floor, meet everybody, give everybody a hug, say what's up, how you doing, still looking around. Then when it's time to put my bags upstairs, I put my bags upstairs, I hang out for 10 minutes, then I'll come back down, I'll walk around, hang out, relax, chill out, go get eat, you know. Yeah. It's just what I do, you know, it's fun.
Totally makes sense. Well, you know, last year I stayed with a friend the first night, and then I stayed with you for the next two nights. And, you know, it's a blast. It's a great convention. I really hope when I get there this year, you know, I still have a little bit of time before I can put up my requests for next year. But it's a plan. As soon as I hear, I should be buying tickets. Heck, the tickets haven't even sold yet. So
no.
I got some time to make it work.
Yeah, you have time. I think Val said February.
Originally, I think it was supposed to be January, but they're waiting for reveals. I know you said that the Four Horsemen have all the prototypes, but they're waiting for the test shots so they can show people what the toy actually looks like.
Correct.
So, but yeah, I'm totally excited. Very pumped. PowerCon and Super 7. I know it's been, from what I've been told recently, it's been over a year since we've had new He-Man. Can you believe that?
I know. It's been a long time.
Comic-Con 2015 was a lot of had figures.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
That's what it is.
And last year's PowerCon, there really was no reveals. So this year, let's get some good stuff going.
Yeah, I think Super 7 is on board. They had a booth at last year's PowerCon, right? And their booth, they were showing off, the fun stuff, like the muscles and the little retro-style figures and the vinyls. So, I mean, they made good money at PowerCon. I'm sure they're going to be there and just doing what they do.
Yep. Well, I have a complete – I mean – I don't know about you, but I have a complete faith in Super 7. I do believe that they're in for the right thing, and they're going to take this to the next level beyond what Mattel did. And I am totally behind them. I think they're going to do classics figures. I think they're going to do vintage figures. I think they're going to do – well, they are doing another movie. It was Attack of Figure or something like that. And then they did,
Actually, the Attack of Faker might not be them. I thought that was Busta, James Busta, too, was doing that one.
Oh, was he? Okay, I'm wrong then.
Yeah. But, I'm trying to figure his. No, is it his? Yeah. I believe it's James. He's doing that.
All right. Sorry, James. I apologize. But even still, thank you for bringing that up. I mean, that's great that we're getting another cartoon.
Dude, I know, right? Now you were able to watch the Terrors, right?
Yes.
Was it the Three Terrors or what was it
yes.
called?
Yes. Yeah, it was the Three Terrors, Skeletor and the Three Terrors, right?
What'd you feel about it when you saw it?
I enjoyed it. I really did. I thought it was a great side story. It made sense. It was great. I actually bought the Skeletor figure, and I have, I think, the Wolf figure. I really did like it. I just think it lacked He-Man. That was my only issue. That's my only issue with it. It just lacked He-Man.
True. And it did.
That's the only thing. I mean, even if He-Man made an appearance at the end of the cave of them running out and saying something like, "Where do you think you're going, Skeletor?" You know, and then you know, just end it like that.
I think they had problems getting the voice of He-Man.
I
understand.
He doesn't want nothing to do with it. He doesn't want John Irwin. Yeah. He's done with He-Man. He doesn't want to do conventions. He doesn't want to do signings. He doesn't want to do anything. So what I say is, what Alice in Chains did. Alice in Chains waited until they found a guy who sounds like Lane Staley, and they went back on tour. What?
He quit. It was because he died. I mean, I love Lane Staley, but
yes, he did die. He overdosed. But the thing is, the band broke up. And then the band got back together years ago and said, "Listen, we should start trying to do this again." And they found a singer that sounds like Lane Staley. And I give him all the credit for that. And I wish maybe, they do that with He-Man.
All right, we're having a problem with the audio. We're having a problem with the audio here.
Yeah, Andrew, I can't hear you.
Is it my fault? After I logged in, this is when it started.
You bastard.
Josh?
Is anyone on speakerphone?
No.
No. Can y'all hear me better now?
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. It might have been my connection. Those damn connection, damn Texas connection. Okay. I don't know what I'd feel like if someone else took it off. I think Alan Oppenheimer was perfect for doing what he did after PowerCon for the new animated episode. That, like, I didn't miss He-Man at all. I got Skeletor.
Who are you talking about? Alan Oppenheimer?
Yeah, what did I say? Alan Oppenheimer, yeah. You remember at PowerCon is when they talked him into doing the episode. They made the episode, like, I guess. And, it was his voice in the animated episode that's super
cool. Oh, yeah. No, it's completely great that he came back and did it again. And hopefully he returns again. I mean, listen, the guy's not getting any younger, and we need to get as much out of him as we could now than we'd have ever before. So, it's just how it is.
But I don't know what I'd feel like if John Irwin didn't come back. I mean, I will live on, because I'll take any He-Man they produce for the most part. But I'm just – I wonder how I feel, because I don't want it to happen. I want it to be John Irwin. Isn't everyone else?
You want what?
I mean, we all want it to be John Irwin, correct?
Yes. John Irwin is He-Man, regardless. He really is. Not Dolph, not Kim. It's
John Irwin. I'm fine. Don't use the whiny guy that they used for Prince Adam's voice in Tattoo. Ever approaches the mic again in the He-Man universe, I'm not real too concerned.
He was a little whiny.
He's whiny. Yeah. and he deserves credit, but I cannot stand his voice every time. And that's me talking, right? I like the sound of my voice. So that tells you something. But I don't also have a voice acting role.
Yeah, a lot of the listeners don't like your voice either.
Yeah, I know. I know. And I'm not saying that I bring out the hate mail and roll around in it, but I'm not saying I don't do that either. I just
if you think that Josh has just overstepped his bounds, please send him lots of mail about it.
A lot of hate mail.
I pleasure myself with
just
it.
Just the Josh.
Josh rolls around naked on it. Freakazoid.
Decent proposal. You know, just roll around naked on the bed, you know?
How'd you get the paper cup behind your neck? Oh, never mind.
Hey, some guy that I met at PowerCon last year made these really cool Skeletor busts. Did you ever see those?
I believe I did.
The Skeletor in a business suit? I think it's was it ECT? ETC? Hello?
Hello.
Okay, sorry about that. No idea what happened.
Didn't you hear me?
I heard you say that, you know, you couldn't hear me, but that's about it.
yeah, I don't know. You left, you went away, and then Josh went away.
Yeah, who knows what's going on?
Man,
but
a rainstorm here. So maybe it's coming up north from you guys.
Maybe, I wouldn't doubt it. It's Texas.
Yeah.
Well, I was just talking about there was a guy that I met at PowerCon who made these really awesome Skeletor busts. I think it's like EC Toys, ECT Toys, and he made these Skeletor busts. They're really regal. They're like the kind you'd put on your office desk or somewhere, you know. It looks like a bust you'd put for someone famous, and it's got Skeletor's head on it. It's so crazy good.
Wow.
That's all. And I met him at PowerCon. He was really cool. So, I mean, PowerCon is literally all the He-Man fans coming together and just, you know, kicking butt and bringing stuff up there.
Look, I went to my first PowerCon. I went to PowerCon only knowing one person. I left PowerCon knowing 25 people.
I know, right?
And I stayed close to those 25 people for the last 5 years. So, and every year it grows. So, you get more and more people involved.
Yeah,
it's a great feeling. It's a great family. It's a great environment, and you should go. If you go for a day, just go. You know, just go. It's pennies, man. It's really not much. You go. You're gonna find stuff to buy. You're gonna see people that's gonna give autographs, pictures. Alan Oppenheimer will even do a voicemail for you if you want Skeletor's voice. I've seen it.
Yes, he will.
So, and then plus you got the people selling merchandise. And then you got that one strip. What's that? That girl, Tanya Tate, the sex star that dresses up.
Yeah, the cosplay star, I'll call her.
Yeah.
I don't know, is that the porn star that dresses like Kira?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was actually briefly a member of the Pop Culture Network for a couple months.
Oh yeah, really? What'd she do here?
She was doing tour reviews for the website. She just emailed us one day and asked if she could make videos and we'd put them on the site.
Blazin' or Blizzin?
See your boobs?
No, what happened was she started to do the toy reviews for us, and everybody jumped on her and gave her a hard time, and everybody hated on her, and eventually she just quit doing it.
So no movies.
I would have too.
But
that's crazy that people would give her a hard time, because, I mean, it's crazy, but I'm sure it's true. As a fan group, we can be really volatile. Josh has received hate mail for talking about anime. Right? I mean, crazy. But yeah, that's totally believable, and it's crazy that happened.
Well, you know, my wife's a porn star. She doesn't know it yet. I'm going to be real mad when she finds out. But
I might have to message her. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just saying, there's, you know, but in all reality, seriously, guys, you know, she didn't do nothing to you. Why you gotta be mean? I mean, why do you have to be nasty? You know?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what goes through people's heads. Why do you gotta be hateful?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's everyone's freedom and right as American citizens. I exercise my right all the time.
Yep. Well,
I tell you one thing. If she wants to be on our show, she can be on our show.
That's if she wants to be on our show.
She will.
I don't know.
Yeah, and we won't give her. I won't give her a hard time.
Good.
And I won't let other people give her a hard time.
If you ask, it should be on here.
Yeah.
Nah. That would go over too well with the missus. It's not my job.
Trust me, she'll do it.
Well,
everyone makes decisions with their lives. I'm bust on them for trying to improve their lives and do something different to doing what they used to do. You're just telling them that they're not good enough except to be what you think they should be.
True.
It's like going to church, right?
Fight the power. Fight church. The power.
Shut up. We go to church.
Church sucks.
And, you know, you used to do all these horrible things. You've changed.
Church.
Because you used to do things. Well, am I not supposed to be changing?
Church is like the Fonda workout. Up, down, kneel, down, sit down, left, right, down, up, down, all around, sit around, blah, 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 blah.
That's Catholic church. That's not, you know.
Well, I'm Catholic and it sucks.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Arguably, you're not. Sucks.
My point is, and then all you do is be nasty to them and run them right back to the stuff that they were trying to escape from. Do you feel, with your past, the things you've done, if nobody wanted to welcome you, you know what I'm saying? Except that you changed and we're going to treat you like a human being. That would be really shitty.
Yeah.
Just like
the time. So we've talked about the oral subjects. We've talked about the we've talked about her doing stuff at PowerCon. You know, a table at PowerCon. Wait. Yeah, anyhow, skip that. We've talked about PowerCon, we've talked about Mondo, and we've talked about Super 7. What else is on the market for Motu? We've got the Thundercat comics.
We've got the new comic. The last issue of Thundercats.
Is it the last issue?
Yeah, I got it.
It came out on Thursday?
Well, I got a preview.
No, when you say the last comic, it's the last issue of the series or the latest?
Latest.
No, this isn't the last issue.
Number three.
As in the last one that was coming out, not the last issue.
Okay, fair enough.
You know, the comic itself, I feel like sometimes reminds me of, like somebody wrote a fanfic and then a really good artist decided to illustrate it. The person who wrote it knew enough about the characters to do blog, but not enough to really, I guess, respect the character.
Yeah.
It's a lot like the writers are trying to develop, like,
I think you're breaking up.
Character, he's, you know, different ambient. Now,
I'm having a hard time myself. Just saying.
Forget it. I'm going through really bad back road. I'll save it next week. I'm just not in a going to be able to, you know, talk in depth.
No worries. You know, I was keeping up with the those comics for a little while. Those comics are very good. I've actually been rereading the original DC comics, not the original, but the ones from last year, the War for Eternia, or no, the Eternity War.
That's God, I love that so much.
It's
so
very interesting. I've been rereading them to kind of get a feel for it, so you and me could talk about it. First off, you know, at the end of one of the graphic novels, they talk right before the Eternity War starts. They say that Prince Adam is trying to save his father, but, you know, that King Randor is supposed to die. Do you remember that part?
Right.
And King Randor is still alive in all the continuity that I remember. Like, you know, King Randor doesn't die when Prince Adam's a kid, right? I don't know if anyone else hears it. What about you, Brian? Did you read those DC comics yet?
I think we may have
Brian,
lost someone else.
Brian hates them, last I heard.
Yeah, well, that's what I kind of figured, so that's why I wanted to ask him what he thought about that. But, you know, I can skip ahead to something else, you know, within that comic universe. I just thought it was so weird that they were talking about. Go for it.
I'm sorry.
That Josh?
I'm just – there's some lag going on here. I'm just going to keep quiet. Sorry.
No, but I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, I personally feel like they finally told the story that they've been wanting to tell.
Since, okay.
I loved it.
Okay, well, we have a special appearance by the Faker robot.
Otto.
And I just...
I told you.
I just had to mute Brian because he went on a sneezing fit.
I did.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to some...
Allergic to being awake?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, well, it is 7 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
It's a good time to come
off. 7 o'clock central.
I just got one quick question, Derek.
What?
What the hell are they going to do with that European championship in the WWF?
I don't even care.
Do you understand it?
I think the idea is to run branded shows overseas.
Did you watch it?
I watched part of it. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Did you get the ECW feel out of it?
Yeah, because it was just in a smaller, you know,
right,
crowd type thing.
Yeah.
You know, TNA has had a lot of luck running European shows, and so I think WWE's seen that there's a market there and trying to cash in on it.
Yeah, well, yeah, a lot of good technicians.
So anyway.
All right, so it's time to sign off. yeah, I didn't say you guys. Josh, go first.
Have a good one.
Well,
next time.
You guys both said your piece?
All right. Until next time.
All right.
Good luck. All
right. Please go to popculturenetwork.com. Check them out. Please go to the Powers of the Greater Galaxy Facebook page.com. Go to the all-encompassing Facebook page.com. And newly is Mattel's booth that they set up in RAFAO Schwartz, filled with every toy you can think of. I actually ran into the box the other day and fell over it. So I know. But, yeah, check it out. See what they got. Hopefully they got people you...
Makes sense.
Hopefully they have characters you don't.
Okay. All right, guys, don't forget, if you want to leave a voicemail message, you can call our 24-hour voicemail line. It's area code 217-953-4025. Thanks for watching.
Rock on, people. Until next time.